Welcome to Roam Spirits, the one-man podcast about a man trying to escape reality through video games, comics, movies, books, and relatively anything that is a little bit nerdy and enjoyable. I want to start off this episode really saying how much and how thankful I am that we have some way to escape just this world in some ways. You know, 2020 has been the year from hell, and I've been so grateful for, you know, ways for us to escape, and there's so many different ways for us to do that. And you know, when I think about video games, I think about comics, I think about books, you know, there's a ton of them out there that really even just go through and talk about, you know, and have stories of people escaping. And so one of the things I want to talk about in today's episode is my favorite author, Ernest Cline. And he currently has two books out. We have Armada and Ready Player One. And so in Ready Player One, most people do know about that because they actually have a movie that's out that was directed by Steven Spielberg. So, you know, that's a big deal. And obviously it did well in, you know, both as a Blu-ray and also to as the book, and even to when it comes to the theater. So now Armada, really, there's not too many people out there. If you went through and said, hey, tell me a little bit about Armada, people are going to be looking at like you're crazy, you know. But for me, of the two books, it's actually, you know, sometimes it's sneaking into, you know, kind of almost better. And I think with Ready Player One, there's so many things that hits, you know, hits me in the sense of like, I really enjoy it. But Armada really does go into that escaping reality, or making it to where, you know, being good at a video game actually matters. And I think sometimes, you know, I think as kind of that nerdy individual or someone that has, you know, gone into video games and played video games as long as I have, you know, it's kind of that fantasy almost that, you know, this skill is going to do something. And, you know, I always laugh, you know, because when people say, well, you know, if you like video games, you know, why don't you go do something that's like a video game or make money off from it? And really, there's not too much money that's going to be involved with it. And if you're testing video games or if you're doing anything like that, there's really no money involved. You know, obviously there probably is, but, you know, I'm not really that patient person. You know, I went through and, you know, did a little bit of CAD, did a little bit of graphic design, and realized that the first full class I had was just about fonts, and I just didn't have the patience to go through and actually continue on with it. So I knew that wasn't going to be the route that I was going to go. So what I want to talk about is, again, you know, in 2020, just escaping, enjoying life in a different way, because with COVID and everything that's happening, you know, it really is about trying to find that happiness in a lot of different ways. And, you know, in Ready Player One, I mean, I was hooked within the first 5 minutes, and it was so much something that went through and actually changed, you know, even what I was watching, what I was doing, you know. And, you know, I just had to laugh, you know, because really I just got sucked in. I was just like every other sheep out there. And so I remember watching the movie first, and we're going through as a family, we're watching this, and I will say that I was, you know, streaming it, and it was not streaming properly, and then I got stuck, I don't know, two or three times. But it made it to where I really, really wanted to watch this. And, you know, I went through and actually rewatched it three or four times, and the concept of it was so great. Like going into, you know, this virtual reality world, and you could be whatever you want, do whatever you want. You know, you could be good at a video game, and that can make you extremely, extremely powerful and like give you a lot of money as well. You know, it was one of those things where it was just so, so invigorating and so awesome. And so I've always had this kind of, if I'm, you know, bored or doing something and I really want to, you know, kind of kill the time, I've always had, you know, the three wishes. You know, if you had three wishes, what would you wish on? You know, how would it change your life? And I think about Ready Player One, and, you know, I could see back in the day thinking about, hey, if I had one wish, what would I do? And some of that would be inside of this game in some ways, this, you know, Oasis, being able to, you know, have money, have time, have, you know, a skill that, you know, really goes through and makes it to where, you know, it's, you know, something really good in life. And so in the Oasis, you can be whatever you want. You could do whatever you want. And so I remember always daydreaming about that. So I thought that hit home so quickly. And so you have Parsifal, which is Wade Watts, which, again, even the way that Ernest Cline writes, you know, he chose Wade Watts just because of Peter Parker, or, you know, all the other, you know, double first letter, you know, characters in all video games. I just, you know, that just hit home. And then, you know, you start listening into, you know, or watching or reading, you know, the different uses of the 1980s. I grew up not really having a lot of media, not really having a lot of video games or even watching a lot of TV shows. And so during the 80s and 90s, you know, I really was not watching a lot of these shows. So, you know, I didn't actually watch Star Wars until after I graduated high school. And so I was really behind. And from the music to the culture to everything about it, you know, I really didn't even know too much about it. And so when I started reading this and, you know, learning about the different cartoons that are out there, learning about the different things that were happening even in the world, you know, it really resonated really well with me. So, you know, I can remember going through and finding an emulator for different arcade games, and then also two emulators for Atari. And when he talked about Adventure in the book, I went and I found the emulator. I was able to go through and beat it, even though it had such crude graphics, and yes, the dragon does actually look like a duck. I still went through and finished it, and I really, really enjoyed it. And so I started making a list of everything in the book that was media driven or video driven or book driven, and really started to go down the line on things that I wanted to learn and what I wanted to do. And it was extremely enjoyable. So for me, Ernest Cline did such a great job of taking his passion and putting it into this book, which in the end made it into the movie, which then made it into individuals like me, to really go through and read and just enjoy it and really just change even what I'm even doing, what I'm reading, how I'm doing it. Like, I missed out on so many great movies. Now, I will say that I'm not a huge fan of every movie in there. I'm not a huge fan of every book. But I will say that I really, really did enjoy a lot of them. And so, you know, we have Parsifal, which is, you know, this character inside of a game that in real life he doesn't feel he's as great as he really is. And, you know, he doesn't have parents, and, you know, he's poor, and he is always striving and wanting to do more. I just thought that was a great, great, you know, visualization of the person. And then when you go into the actual book itself, Parsifal finds, you know, the keys and becomes the hero. I mean, it's just such a good book, and such a good book. And like I said, with Cline, he does such a great job of putting himself into the book. And, you know, he has the DeLorean, which in real life, Ernest Cline has that. And it's a really, really cool, you know, concept as well. So, but currently right now, well, I am actually re-reading / listening to Armada. And Armada, in a lot of ways, isn't as popular, but it has so many cool aspects of it as well. And so you have Zach Lightman, which is a normal kid that, again, has gone through some tragedies in his life, and is extremely, extremely talented in a video game. And this video game is called Armada. And the concept is basically that the U.S. government has known about an alien attack, or an aliens out there, and they have been training people through video games to make it to where, you know, obviously if something happens, that we can go through as video game players and actually save the world. And Zach Lightman is an ace at this, and he is unbelievably good at this. And yeah, I won't spoil obviously for it, but again, Ernest Cline is able to go through and put so much of aspects of his life into these books. And in this case, you know, he's went through some struggles in life, and he had a broken home, and he really thought that he the only thing he was really going to be good at was video games. And he used that passion, he used that, you know, nerdiness, and make it into a book that's just unbelievably great. And so I'm reading through, I think I'm roughly about halfway through. It is just super enjoyable. And so one thing it did do is it's made me really try to find a good shooter, a good space slash like airplane type of combat. And really there hasn't been one out there. And recently Star Wars Squadron came out, and I was really hoping that was going to be the game that kind of helped me, you know, scratch that itch of Armada. And so in Armada, you are, you know, basically you're flying a drone and you're able to go through and have dogfights, but you're able to go against AI. And the AI is called a Cerberkai, in which in the end you are trying to destroy. And as you get better, you rank up, etc. You know, so I have always been that person that, like, when I was, you know, listening and watching and reading Ready Player One, you know, I went and tried VR. Anything VR could get a hold of. Now, I did realize that I have a little bit of a hard time with VR. It does make me nauseous, so I'm not sure if that's going to be exactly for me. I'm going to try it again. I've looked into an Oculus, and I'm looking through a couple others as well. So I'm trying to go through and find a way to make it to where I might be able to do that. But either way, getting back to Armada, I really wanted to find a game that works that way. In Squadrons, I can't say it's that game. Right now, it just isn't there. You know, it's a $40 game, which I was happy about. I did pretty well, especially at the beginning of it. I'm just not going to be, I think, too much into the, I don't think long term it's going to be the game for me. I really do like how you're able to go through and fluctuate the energy towards either your armor, which is basically your shields, or you're able to do it towards your weapons or towards speed. I think that's really cool. The hard part is just that when you got someone behind you, you're probably going to die, and it is one of the harder games out there. And I think with that, it is going to be a little bit more difficult to get that Armada feel, because in Armada, it really is, it's about a lot of different things. You are, you know, obviously going against others, but then you're also against AI. You're also going against things that are going to be on the ground. So I think in this case, it's really not a good, you know, a good supplement or something to make it to where I enjoy it, but I'm hoping for that game. And there's really not one out there. But if you get a chance, read these books, read Armada. And, you know, it has a really great story, has a really good story in the sense of, you know, pulling at your heartstrings at, you know, the family side of it, but also to the video game side of it, the nerdiness. I mean, it talks about the different type of, you know, rock music out there. I will say the first time I ever listened to Rush, I know that's kind of interesting and weird, was because of these books. And I remember downloading Rush 2112 because of Ready Player One. And so that is not in the movie, but it is in the book, and it's one of the quests. It's really cool. It's a very interesting songs. It's pretty interesting because they made it to make it feel like it's a video game, and I do see that. So it's kind of interesting, of course. So, Armada, and then of course we have Ready Player One. If you have not listened to those on audiobook or you have not read those, definitely go out to do that. Now, Ready Player Two is coming out here on November 24th. I'm half tempted to take that day off. My birthday is the 21st of November, and so, man, though, I don't think I can take that day off, but I'm telling you, I'm really going to enjoy it. I'm not sure how exactly they're going to go through and top the last one. But I do think that his writing style got better after Ready Player One into Armada, except for the ending. I think in Armada, it just kind of just stops. But either way, so I'm really hoping that this one really continues to get better and better. And I really think Armada, the writing was just a little bit better. Even the story was better in Ready Player One. Yeah, either way, it's pretty cool. So, moving on to kind of the other things that are going on currently in the video game world. For me, I am getting addicted to AFK Arena. And I was playing Disney Sorcerer's Arena, and then I realized it just isn't the game for me anymore. Having Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes and Disney, it was just too similar, and I just think they were taking too long to get it to where I was going to get engaged, so I stopped. And after a couple of days, I realized I just didn't need that game at all, and I didn't even think twice of it. But I keep on getting all of these horrible ads, and again, it's funny because it's like Raid Shadow Legends, but AFK was doing them as well, and I wish I would have started it back when they had Ezio as a character. I should have done that, but either way, they got me through their advertisement. I'm playing it, and I really do like the idea of AFK, away from keyboard, and being able to collect XP and gold and everything, while also too doing the same thing as collecting your characters, leveling them up. And I'm calling it the Pokemon syndrome because I've been such a fan of Pokemon for what, 20 years now that I'm looking for something that's going to give me the opportunity to do the similar things. And with Pokemon, it really is about collecting. It's about grabbing those characters, leveling them up, and getting to where you need to be. But I think at AFK, it hits that and it scratches that itch as well. So I'm definitely not good at it just yet. I'm way down in the arena section of it, but so far it's gotten me. And I've been playing it now for about 4 days. It's been relatively enjoyable. So speaking of Pokemon, the second DLC came out, and so far the only thing I've done is gone through home and transfer all the Pokemon that I can into the game itself. I will say a couple of them are a little disappointed that they're not in. Slaking, I'm not sure why they don't have him in there, but can't complain too much. It really is something to where they are getting a lot of Pokemon in this game, and of course they have to go through and get them in there, also to get the animations because they are walking behind as well. But I will say, seeing some of these Pokemon like Dragonite float behind your Pokemon, behind your character, is really kind of cool. And again, the nerdy kid in me that started off with the pixelated, tiny, non-color, Game Boy. Having that Dragonite where it looked really kind of weird, and some of the Pokemon where it's just like an arm or something hanging on there. It's really cool to go through and see, some of these characters come behind you. So, Pokemon though, so far, like I said, I haven't done too much with it. I'm looking forward to getting farther in the story itself. I'm not expecting it to be crazy long. A lot of the legendaries, it's not going to be ones that I have to have. I have most of them, other than Volcania. Like, why isn't Volcania in some other type of event? I have just not been able to find one anywhere. I'm even trying to trade right now. So if anybody's listening to this and they have a Volcania, I have a shiny Dragonite that I'm willing to trade. Because, again, that's the only Pokemon I do not have, and I cannot get it. So, again, if you have a Volcania, I will trade you a shiny Dragonite for your Volcania. So, with that, of course, we have the DLC. So far, it starts off, you are doing a rent a Pokemon type of event. Not a fan. And I have trained and worked towards these and transferred them from bank to home to the game to use my Pokemon, not someone else's, especially the trash ones. Sorry, no Pokemon are trash. All of them are great. We should train them up. But again, Ash, I think there are good Pokemon and bad Pokemon. But overall, I definitely think it's going to be one of those things where it has to get better as time goes on. So I do like the first legendary you have. It's basically a top hat, which is pretty interesting. So, well, I can't go an episode also to not talking about Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. I have now, it's almost exactly a year. I think it's almost gonna be exactly a year that I'm playing this game and started a new guild. I didn't start a guild. I went into a new guild. They are a good group of people. They have Discord, which I really enjoy. The thing is, it's still not the perfect guild. I really think that one of these days I want to get into a guild and actually be an officer again. because there's always little things that bother me. But again, it's, you know, here and over there. But I'm working on a Revan. And at first, I really wasn't sure that that was going to be one thing that I wanted to do, because everybody had a Revan. And when people did the, you know, cheat to get ahead type thing to get the Hyperdrive bundle, the first thing people did was get Revan. And so then they tried to get into the meta and, you know, basically make it in my server where it's more difficult for me to win. So for some reason, I have this brain freeze where I just don't want to get a Revan. And partly too, because I really don't care too much about some of the characters. I played Knights of the Old Republic, and I remember back when I was on the Xbox, I really played it. Like, I played it constantly, multiple times, and did both faction and did 1 and 2. And so I guess you really don't ever put on the Revan suit. I think even if you can get that, it's way at the end of the game, and I never did. So I think maybe that's why I don't have any connection to it now. Padme, Anakin, you know, Kenobi, all of those guys, like, and girls, I have a connection to them. So now I'm at the point where I don't have a ton of characters that I can just flat go out without spending probably the next year. So Revan is in the works, and I'm such a nerd. I'm such, I love making Excels. And so recently what I've been doing is going through and actually making Excel and tracking how many shards each day I'm getting, how long it's going to take, you know, and basically, you know, what it's going to take for me to get this done. So yeah, that's me. I can say that I have done that, and still have a little bit. Jolie is going to be one of the Jedi characters that you need in it, and I only have a few more days for that. He's 90 out of 100, so I'm probably thinking 3 days, because my luck, when I get to this point, it gets pretty tough to get these characters to where they need to be. Zalbar the Wookiee, he is going to be probably the longest one, so I'm still thinking about 17 to 18 days before I maybe be able to unlock it, but we will see. So again, my goal is before November 21st to go through to do that, but we will see. So actually, honestly, looking at the characters, there's a lot of different characters since the last time I did this, but I won't go through each one. Do have some really cool things, though. I'm really excited. We got Mandalorian Season 2 coming in here in 4 days. Another thing they announced today is you actually are able to get Baby Yoda in Star Wars Galaxy Heroes as well. That's going to be awesome. And he's not going to be like a legit character. He's going to be on the IG droid. But also, too, you get Quill. And I do have a little bit of information about the what's going to come after the Mandalorian. But hopefully that'll be announced soon, so then I can say something on that. But again, I don't have any insiders. Friend of mine actually does, and it's not me. He just kind of said, hey, this is what's happening, so I'm not going to say it, but I'm actually going to be pretty happy. So Mandalorian Season 2, like I said, is going to be on the 30th. I will say that most likely that might pop into some of these conversations that I'm having, just because he's such a great character. And I've rewatched the season at least twice, and why not, right? So here we go. This is going to be the episode for this week. Again, recap, we talked about Armada, Ready Player One, and using those books as a way to just fuel kind of what, you know, I don't know, like getting into the mindset of Ernest Cline and learning about the 80s and, you know, doing that, you know, reality that, you know, basically in both books, there's an alternate reality. And like I said, you know, right now in this crazy times in the COVID world, and I think depression is on, you know, has to be on the all-time high with people. And, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day and they're like, I've never had anxiety before, but now I do. And I won't even lie, I think, you know, for me, I wake up sometimes with a little bit of anxiety, and, you know, I'm trying to find ways to move past that and to understand it and, you know, get better. And I think that's one thing about, you know, the media that, you know, I read and I listen to, You know, it really does help that. You know, I think Star Wars, it's funny because sometimes I'll go through and listen to some Yoda quotes, you know, just to see if that can help with certain things as well. But, you know, with anxiety and, you know, being able to escape and being able to play a video game or read a book or, you know, watch a movie, I think that's huge. And I think in 2020 and going into 2021, you know, it's going to mean a lot to us. So I appreciate you listening to this. Hopefully you enjoyed this. And until next week, have a great one. Good luck. And like I said, go read Armada. Who knows? You might enjoy it.